Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mr. Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Welcome, everybody. So glad to have you. I am so glad to have you here. We are back in better than ever, coming off our appearance, or I should say my appearance, on the morning stretch with Tony Herbert this morning. Had a great time. Glad everybody was able to show up, including myself. And a good time was by all. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. The phone number here is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. We'll take a quick break because I got just a couple of things to do. I'm going to introduce my guest. She is Patterson mayoral write-in candidate, Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion. We'll talk to her in just a few minutes. When we come right back, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
Hello.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media, LLC.
All right, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Patterson mayoral candidate, Andrea Kinnion. Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion is here. Andrea, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Glad to have you here. Thanks so much for joining me this evening. If you want to talk to Andrea, Ms. Kinnion, I should say, you can talk to the show. It's 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. We are back and better than ever. Fresh off my appearance this morning on the morning stretch with Tony Herbert, along with Clark Pena. And Etel. So we had a great time. The show airs. Why am I so flustered? The show airs Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on morningshowstretch.tv. So you can check that out. The Morning Stretch with Tony Herbert and, of course, me, yours truly, Ron Kelly and Clark Pena and panelist Stuart Martinez. We're all going to be on the program Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on morningstretchtv.com. So everybody, do check us out. If you're going to be in church, you can always watch at another time. So welcome, Andrea. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being able to join us this afternoon. I know this evening, rather. I know you must be pretty busy with your candidacy for the mayor of the great city of Paterson, New Jersey. How are you tonight? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, so how are you tonight, Andrea?
I'm well, Mr. Kelly, and thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, well, I was interested. I read your, I read some of the things that you said, and, you know, and I was interested in hearing, let me turn the audio up a little bit so everybody can hear you, who's listening on Facebook Live right now. So I was talking about on Facebook, I was interested in hearing your story, because it sounded like you were going through a lot. Let me just put it like that. So how did you wind up on the, I know you, there's some things you probably can't talk about specifically, but so let me start here. What gave you the idea, or you know, what was the thought process that brought you into this campaign in the first place and wanted to be mayor as opposed to a ward council person or a council at large person?
Well, Mr. Kelly, I have been a employee for the city of Paterson for 20 years. I started off being the executive assistant to the business administrator, several business administrators, actually, and several mayors as well. I was also the director of constituent services, as well as the affirmative action director for the city of Paterson, where I've saved the city millions of dollars. I'm considered to be a great mediator, so instead of everyone getting an attorney and filing lawsuits for the city, I was a deterrent for that. I've also worked in the political field since I was 16 years old. I know the game very well. I just choose not to play it. I'm more of a public service. I've been a background person to many of the candidates who are actually running for their elections as council.
So, all right, so you've held a lot of positions under, which mayors, let me ask you, what mayors did you hold those positions under?
Pascal, Joey Torres, Marty Barnes, Jeff Jones.
Okay, Pascal. Wow, you look young. You must have been a young, you must have been a young girl, because Pascal hasn't been the mayor in a long time. So
I'm 56, Mr. Kelly.
Okay, well, you look very well, Ms. Kitty.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. All right, everybody I'm talking to, people on Facebook are starting to pile up. Everyone, shout out to Josephine Mabry. I don't know if you know her. Bunny McKnight.
Yes,
my boy.
I do, very much so.
Yeah, Josephine Mabry is listening in to you, Andrea. I may have to bring you back next week if the numbers go up real high. And Bunny McKnight, Sharon Allen Chambers, my favorite listener, Sharon Allen Chambers. Thank you so much for joining me for all you do to encourage me behind the scenes to keep this thing going. Everybody, this is the Ron Kelly Show. I'm interviewing Paterson mayoral write-in candidate Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion. And I'm super hyped off my first, well, not my first television appearance, but my television appearance with Tony Herbert. The Morning Stretch with Tony Herbert airs Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So everybody do check it out. Great show. Shout out to Clark Pena and to Pamela Stewart Martinez, who was the other panelist on the panel that I was on. Of course, yours truly. Had a great time by all. Shout out to Tony Herbert, and thank you so much for allowing me to come on to your program. Also, I'm proud to announce that I've been named the New Jersey State Outreach Coordinator for the Advocacy Without Borders not-for-profit advocacy group that addresses gun violence in the area, in New Jersey. So I'll be the New Jersey delegate. So thank you to the members, the board of the Advocacy Without Borders for selecting me and allowing me to serve the community even more than what I already do. Okay, but it's not about me. It's about Miss Kinnion. Did I say that right, Kinnion?
Yes, and you can call me Andrea, Ron.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm trying to give you a formal. Mr. Kinney and might not. Anyway, I don't want to upset Mr. Kinney because I'm on Facebook a lot. I don't want nobody looking for me. I ain't one to be looking for.
He's fine.
Okay, all right, Mr. Kinney, good. He's one of those guys that is not one of those crazy, insecure people. Okay, good.
Absolutely not.
Good. Okay, so you should have been considered a good candidate because you're intimately, you have experience beyond what most of the campaigners or most of the people who are running right now. You probably have a lot more experience than most of them with your government service. So first of all, let me ask you, why are you a write-in candidate? If you can talk about it. We did have a pre-.
I can briefly tell you I can't talk much about it because there is an investigation going on through the state of New Jersey. So I can't speak too much about it. But what I can tell you is I had an individual on my team who I've known for at least 25 years. She had my petition. She was in charge of my social media. She was in charge of my emails. She was to take the petitions and make copies, and she misplaced them.
I know you can't say anything, but it sounds a little suspicious to me that, you know, because that's something important. That's like saying, you know, I misplaced. I mean, there's some things you just never misplaced. And if you do, you're able to find them right away, like a wallet or a cell phone or the money you had in your pocket or so on. Shout out to Tupazoo. Shout out to Sharon Nelson, my sister from another mother from years gone by, Tupazoo Ali. And shout out to my former radio co-host, Lamont Gates, who are all tuning into the program.
Tupazool is an old friend.
Tupazool is an old person. But and I say that because every time I get around him, he always gives me grief. But that's my, you know. Yeah, he's a very old friend. Very old person and a very old friend.
He's not that old. Actually, I'm older than he is. He just recently had a birthday.
Yes, he did. Me too. I had one in February. But so I know you can't talk too much about this, about the particulars of what happened. But it sounded to me, and you don't have to respond, but it sounds to me like, you know, there was something going on here. Because I wouldn't even want to admit that I was that stupid, that I misplaced. You know, the thing, part of what's the cornerstone of the campaign is the, because you can't run without them. So,
exactly.
So
well,
it just
she
sounds,
didn't actually misplace them. She left them in a cab, is what's her exact words.
Well, I mean, she could have found that cab, you know, because how hard is it to find a cab station in Patterson? You could have just rode around with somebody.
Well, we did check with the cab company, Mr. Kelly, and the cab company does not even recall her being in a cab. They had no login at all of her even taking a cab that particular day.
Okay. Well, you know, because Patterson is a one fair town. I guess that's since they don't use the taxi meters in Patterson, because Patterson actually would lose money if they used the taxi. Patterson's a very small
town.
Yeah,
well, you know,
town.
the cabs here in Patterson actually just pick you up off the street. They'll just blow the horn and ask you if you want a ride, and you just jump in. And a lot of times those rides are not logged in.
Okay, but was there anything else that she had with her besides the – was there anything else that she had with her besides the balance? I mean, besides she had
picked up something, and she left another bag of her own in the car as well. She said she wasn't feeling well, and she just jumped out the cab.
Right,
she had
well,
a bunch
hi.
Of bags, and those two bags happened to be the bags that she left in the cab.
All right, well, I apologize. I didn't mean to call her stupid, but all right, my bad. I was a little stupid just then. But I don't have a problem critiquing myself, and neither do a lot of other people. But so she lost some property of her own along with your petitions. Okay. All right, so you decide after some thought and I guess some conversation with your husband, you decide that you want to run for mayor of the city of Patterson. I just look around Patterson. I used to live there. I lived in Patterson for 13 years before I finally.
I remember.
You know, oh, okay. Yeah, 13 years.
I remember when you had the station at William Patterson.
Boy, that's like ancient history. Yeah, going back to
right because you interviewed my daughter's group when they were leaving for Turkey.
Are you talking about? Because I have a picture of them. Are you talking about? What was their name? What was the name of the group?
Mahogany.
Yeah. I interviewed Mahogany. Yeah, and I even saw them perform too. Mahogany. Yeah, right. I hosted that thing. Yeah. So they're all old now. I mean, not old, but they're all grown now, right?
Grown, married, with children.
Yeah, your daughter was a light-skinned young lady.
Nope, my daughter was a dark-skinned one, and you always confuse that.
Yeah, because you're light-skinned and she's light-skinned, so I just kind of put it together. But, you know, more often than not, black folks have light kids and light folks have black kids. So, okay. Yeah, so I guess it's possible. Yeah, wow,
yeah.
That's going way. That's going way back. I do have a picture of them. They signed a picture for me. I was hoping they became famous and I can sell it one day, but I guess not. So, but I still have it.
Not yet.
No, okay. I still have it. So shout out to the girls who were really cute, you know, when they came onto the radio program and they were, you know, they were great interviews. I had a lot of fun with them. All right, so after a lot of, you know, I guess some thought and. Because I look around Patterson and I'm like, who wants to be mayor of Patterson? Why? So I have to ask you, like, why, with all the problems and all the headaches and the voter apathy and the infighting and all the stuff that goes on in Patterson, why would anybody want to be the mayor of the city of Patterson?
Mr. Kelly, I'm born and raised here.
You're going
I love my city. I will. I was born and raised here. I love my city. I always have loved my city. I've watched my parents and everyone before me be very, very successful in this city. There was always unity in the community. The village were raising the children. We don't have that anymore. And we need to bring that back. We need to bring back Patterson back to its original luster. And unfortunately, we've been taken over by greed and power and selfishness over the last 40 years. And I hate to say it, it's been ran by the Good Old Boys Network. And it's time for a change. It's definitely time for a change. I've watched it. I watched it grow, and I watched it fall, slowly but surely. But at this point, I feel that we're at our worst. My position when I was working for the city was totally confidential. So I was a background person. My main objective was to make sure that there was equal opportunities for all the employees on my watch. I was also in charge of making sure that there was equal hiring, and that's between everyone, black, Caucasian, Latino, Arabic, Indian, and it just wasn't happening, and I was disturbed. I saw the corruption. I was there when Marty Barnes was indicted, as well as Joey. Are the two equal? Absolutely not. But we need someone in there we can trust. We don't need a puppet. We need someone that's going to work for the city, the entire community.
But you see, but here's the thing, though, Andrea, and I've been, you know, as you know, I've been doing political talk radio for a long time. And, you know, what politics is based on is one hand washing the other. That's the basic bedrock principle. Shout out to Elaine Harris Askew. You know her? Elaine Harris Askew is
Very well. She's a relative.
Thank you so much, Elaine, for tuning in. And if anybody, and if you want to call into the radio program, you can at 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. You can call into the program and speak to either myself or Andrea, who is the Patterson write-in candidate for the 646-268-2838. But also on the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, and on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio Show. Instagram is Real R. Kelly. And I got to get everything together. One name on social media. That's what I need to do. In any case, that's neither here nor there. This is the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com every Thursday evening at 3 p.m. It's you and me and the rest of the world. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Okay. So, I really loved Marty Barnes. Marty Barnes was personified Patterson. He didn't write about it. He wrote about many times himself, you know. And the interview, now I'm not 100% sure if it was the final interview he did, but I was the only person that he was willing to talk to when he was released from prison. And I still have that. That's what it was. Of him, you know, seeing very glad he got out of jail. Some people would. But anyway, so you love your city. You've been of quite a while. But let me ask you this. Tell me what the biggest problem you think there is in the city of Patterson, above all other things that are going on. What do you see, candidate, is the biggest problem that Patterson has, and what will you do from day one? If you become mayor,
corruption. It's definitely corruption. That is a pet peeve.
Now, hold on. Corruption. Now, you have to corruption. What corruption? Not necessarily who's committing it, but what type of corruption do you think is going on in Patterson? Corruption can mean a whole lot of things. It can mean corruption could be anything. So what do you mean by corruption?
Pay to play.
Without naming names, right?
Pay to play, and I'm not afraid to name names. So I'm going to start from the beginning. First of all, day one, when I walk into City Hall on July 1st, I will be cleaning house. The entire administration will be dismissed. That's number one. Because you have to start from the top in order to clean this mess up, from the top and all the way to the bottom, and everyone has to be held accountable.
No wonder they don't want you to run. Now, so there'll be no holdovers from the
Absolutely not.
I guess you can call it the Williams-Warren administration. There'll be no holdovers.
Well, that's not even Williams Warren's administration. That's still Joey Torres' administration, and a lot of people don't realize. And another thing is that our voters, our residents are not educated. There has been so many backdoor deals, and everything has been so hidden, and the community and the taxpayers are not finding out information that they should know from the door, and it's not fair. How are you going to wait until the 11th hour to tell the community that your taxes are going up within the next 3 or 4 months? Why? Tax abatements. We give everyone in the world tax abatements, but you know who suffers for that? The taxpayers 10, 20 years down the line. I'm looking out for the future of our children, of our young people. It's important. They are our future. I'm getting old. You're getting old. We have to set a platform for these young people. They have no trust in us at all because they have been let down so many damn times. I'm tired of it. And then we don't clean house from the very, very beginning. I don't care who gets in there. If they don't walk in that door and clean house immediately, we are going to be in the same status quo that we are in right now. Nothing is going to change.
Okay, so all right, so day one you would wipe the slate clean in regards to the Joey Torres administration being handled right now by Jane Williams Warren, who was the former city clerk, longtime city clerk of the great city of Paterson, New Jersey. So, you know, and I have to agree with you on the tax abatement, but you do see the Paterson is they're not trading tax abatements for jobs. They're trading tax abatements for tax abatements. They're not getting any return on their investment. Because right now there was an issue with St. Joe's Hospital on the tax abatements that they were given for the improvements that they made to the hospital. St. Joe's Hospital, good hospital, but now I understand there's an issue there with tax abatements that they were given. And the problem with Paterson is they're not getting as bang for buck. So how would you make sure that Paterson actually gets something out of their tax abatements? Because to allow somebody to build a building in Paterson and then tell them they don't have to pay taxes for 20 years, so that means you're going to have to make that somewhere. And the poor to the city of Paterson to bearing the brunt of that. So how would you, what law would you lay down to developers to give the best possible deal to the city of Paterson?
Ron, let me explain. I don't have a problem with tax abatements as long as they are going to be benefiting the residents of the city of Paterson. Giving 10, 20, 30-year tax abatements for developers for housing, I think is nonsense. If it was a business like Amazon or a major corporation that was coming in here, St. Joe's gives jobs, Ron. I don't have a problem with St. Joe's getting tax abatements. They create jobs for these residents here. So I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem with giving tax abatements and making promises to developers. I have a huge problem with that. I believe in subsidized housing, but I also believe in home ownership. During the Joey Torres administration, I developed the Abandoned Properties Program, where city residents were going to be able to purchase these houses for $1. They would have 1 year to get the house back into code and have it livable. If they did not get the house back livable within that year, they had to return the house back to the city. Who would have more pride in this city than if you were a homeowner? You're not going to care if you're living in someone's apartment building. You're not going to care if you're renting from someone's home. But if you own your own, you're going to take care of your own, and you're going to have pride in your own.
Right, and studies have shown that folks who have a stake in the community in regards to home ownership are the ones who show their concern for what happens in the community. Okay, everybody, I'm talking to Andrea. Wheeler Kinnean, she's the write-in candidate for the mayoral write-in candidate for the great city of Paterson, New Jersey. What I'm going to need to do is take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more of her. This is The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show, if I can find this thing, it's theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
All right, we are back. It's The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on BlogTalkRadio.com, TheRonKellyShow.com. Super hyped. Thank you, Tony Herbert, for inviting me to the Morning Stretch. The Morning Stretch with Tony Herbert airs Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on the morningstretchtv.com. Everybody, you can look at it. You can Google it, or you can find the information on my page. It's all over my page. My appearance today with Clark Pena, Pamela Stewart Martinez, and yours truly, Ron Kelly. The panelists today on the Morning Stretch with Tony Sunday morning at 10 a.m. All right, everybody, it's a few minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com, about halfway through the program. I'm talking to Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion, who is the Patterson mayoral write-in candidate for the mayoralty, I guess, for the lack of a better word, of the great city of Patterson. Now, how is that going so far with the write-in situation?
It's going good on my end.
Yeah.
It's going good on my end. I have a great team. They've really, really been busting it out trying to get these write-ins. It's tedious, but I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah, Elaine Harris-Askew says, I mean, she said a few things that I just didn't see because I was looking at something else. But she has said, Elaine Harris-Askew says, that people don't want to buy houses in Patterson anymore because the taxes are too high. And anybody who's watching the program, you're listening to the program, if you have a question or a comment, you can just post it. If you don't want to call in, because I know people are nervous about calling into radio shows. So if you want to post your questions on, please do, just go to the bottom and just type it in, and it'll say who you are, and I'll give your question to Andrea, who's a Patterson mayoral writing candidate to be the mayor of the great city of Patterson, New Jersey. Elaine Harris-Askew says that people don't want to buy homes in Patterson anymore. Taxes are so high. And to sell, it's a huge loss, and senior citizens are forced to sell. Speak to that. And what would you do?
I am in total agreement with Ms. Askew. The taxes are extremely high, and we have no economic development coming into the Patterson area in order to suck up some of these ratables. Now, what can be done is we need to bring in some big businesses here. We need to totally revamp our downtown area and bring in some big businesses. Big businesses pay taxes. Everybody that comes in here does not want a tax abatement. Now, as far as the senior citizens, I know a lot of senior citizens that I have been speaking to, like, they're ready to just jump ship. Patterson used to be a town that people wanted to move to. Now they're moving away from. It's senseless. One of the things that can be done, not lowered, but they can be stabilized. What's going to happen is, if we don't stay on our P's and Q's and the residents of this city does not stay on top of these politicians, we're going to become another Camden. And that's my goal, for that not to happen. I'm so afraid that that's going to happen.
But you see what happened with the Center City project, for example, is nobody there. You know, there are no, besides the Modells who will build in a trash dump, you know, Modells who will build anywhere. And a lot of these stores are low value, low quality of merchandise stores that are in that Center City Mall, for example, which is pitiful. And I watched the program on one of the shows. I watch a lot of informational programs. And I watched the program on Walmart and how Walmart searches out places to build. And Walmart will not build here because Walmart, what they do is they look at the landscape of the community. They look at, you know, the average medium income, the average medium income of the communities, and before they do anything. So what do you think that a Walmart, the team of Walmart people would come to Patterson, and what? Let's say they came to visit you. What would you say to convince these people? Because there's nothing, no incentive for them to build in Patterson at the moment. What would you say to them that would make them maybe want to change their mind and build something in this community?
First of all, economic development is not one of my expertise, but I have someone on my team who is an expert at economic development. Now, no big businesses are going to come in here, especially if there's no one soliciting them. We have an economic development director that's making over six figures, making full benefits, driving a city car, and living in Nanuet, New York. Does that make sense? So where do you think he's spending his money? It sure isn't in Patterson. We have nine department directors, And out of the 9 department directors that we have, only one lives in Patterson. And we have a few of them that are holding dual roles. That's not acceptable.
So
we have an administration that doesn't live here. So if you don't live here, you're not going to care about here.
Well, I've heard that, and, you know.
No,
all
that's
right,
true.
Let's,
that's facts.
Yeah, it probably is. But what difference is it going to make for 9 more people to be living in Patterson? I mean, what difference does it make that the city department heads and the people who run the city of Patterson live here? I mean, what tangible difference does it make?
If you live here, you're going to take care of here. If you live here, you have no choice but to spend here. It's common sense, Ron. You're not going to care. You're not going to care if you're coming from Hailden, if you're coming from New York, if you're coming from Woodland Park, if you're coming from Ridgewood here to work. You don't care. You're paying your own taxes in your own town, so your money is being paid there, number one.
But,
number two, you're definitely not going to spend here.
Well, there's a lot of people who live here, Andrea, and I beg to differ. There's a lot of people who live here who don't shop here. There's a lot of people who go to the mall because there's a lot of bad merchandise being sold, a lot of imported goods, cheap imported goods that are being sold downtown in the city of Patterson. A lot of it. There's a lot of it. And you can't really find any quality products downtown in the city of Patterson. You can't. You know, I lived
in
Patterson.
If you're an administrator here, you're
not going to find anything quality. You're not going to find any quality furniture, anything that's going to last any period of time. You're not going to find that in Patterson. You go downtown Patterson, all you find is junk, basically. That's
Ron,
what you
it
find.
All leads to who's recruiting these businesses to come into Patterson. You know what all the other municipalities and all the other counties are saying about Patterson? Oh, go to Patterson. They'll take anything. They're a dump. You can do anything in Patterson. And it's been held so true. So true.
Yeah, it is. That is true. That Patterson is, you know, again, you know, Patterson is in a shambles right now. Look at what happened. You know, you had towns that are disassociating themselves from Patterson by changing their names.
Elmwood Park and Woodland Park
was East Patterson. You know,
and
West
Woodland
Patterson.
Park was,
Park.
Right.
Right. So Patterson right now is in a shambles. It's in an absolute shambles. And it's what drove me. I didn't want to leave the city of Patterson. If I could have got one of those apartments in one of those renovated factories, I'd still be living there. You know, because at least you had some semblance of security. But I moved out of Patterson because I just got tired. Last time I was in Patterson, the last time I spent a night in Patterson, somebody smashed in the passenger side window of my truck, thinking that I had a phone on charge in there when I didn't. You know, Patterson is in shambles. You drive around Patterson. I've driven around Patterson. I still work out of Patterson. And I drive around Patterson, and it's a shambles until you get to the east side. You get to the east side of Patterson, it looks like another town. It looks like someplace in Bergen County. So why is that, and what would you do to help make Patterson a beautiful city through and through, not just on the east side?
Well, it's not just on the east side anymore. The east side is not what it used to be. Absolutely not.
It was a hell of a lot better than what else is going on.
It's better, but it's not as good. Like, especially, when have you ever known for some of the, I'm going to say, homeless people that are now squatters in the Upper East Side? I'm talking about the Manor section. Like, they live there.
Shout out to Sean Lee Presley.
Mm-hmm. One of the people on my team, Yvonne Sims, and I were riding around for a period of time, and we had a couple of houses closed in Patterson because there were squatters in there. Absolutely ridiculous. So it's everywhere. We have drug dealers now on the corners in the Upper East Side. We do. But the entire city needs to be revamped. The police department, we definitely need our community policing. We need them walking the beat, not riding in the cars, not sitting somewhere talking on their cell phones. We need to organize our police department where if this is your area, this is your area. If you're assigned to the first ward, first district, get out your car, walk around, get to know the people, get to know the residents, talk to them, find out what's going on in the community. Some of them are just afraid to make that phone call. We definitely have to get our community policing back. We need that. We need them back on the bikes. We need them on the streets, not just in the cars.
All right, point taken. All right, we'll take a quick break, everybody. We'll take another just really fast break because I'm hearing in my ears I have to do it. So I'm going to take a quick break. So I try to ignore them sometimes, but sometimes they just overwhelm me. So we'll take a quick break, and we will come right back with more of this program. We're speaking to Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion, who is the Patterson write-in candidate. Quick break. We'll come right back with more. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
No, they are not. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Once again, thank you, Tony Herbert. Can't thank you enough, Tony Herbert. The Morning Stretch television show with Tony Herbert, Clark Pena, and Pamela Stewart Martinez. Three of us were the panelists on the program this morning. It's The Morning Stretch with Tony Herbert every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on MorningStretchTV.com. All right, everybody, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today. Shout out to my homeboy, DJ Tiny. DJ Tiny does his thing with the house heads. So if you're a house music head, you can listen to DJ Tiny. I believe it's Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on DWildMusicRadio.com. That's DWildMusicRadio.com. Of course, my former radio mate goes by the name of Keith Hall, and his show is University 80s. University 80s airs every Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and 9 to 11 p.m. Central Time. So you can catch Keith Hall, University 80s, and it's on the Fishbowl Radio Network. All right, we're talking to Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion, who is the writing candidate for mayor of the great city of Patterson, who remembered me years ago in my infancy, radio infancy, so to speak, on the show at William Patterson University. Shout out to Patrick Mesa, who is still, I believe, Patrick DeMesa, who's watching the program. Patrick is, I believe, still works up there. Shout out to Ron Puzo, who helped me in the very beginning. He was a student there at William Patterson University when I was doing my community radio. And shout out to Art Bean, Professor Art Bean, who tutored me and gave me my first job in radio many moons ago. And, you know, one of the things, once again, I'm speaking to Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion, who is the writing candidate for mayor of the great city of Patterson. And one of the things that Art Bean used to tell me, Andrea, was, it's not what you know, it's who you know and who knows you. So going forward from that, now, politics makes strange bedfellows. We've heard people say that before. And,
absolutely.
Right. And, you know, people talk about, let's say, Andre Sayek, for example. And people are saying he's selling the city and do all of this type of stuff because he's getting so many endorsements and he's getting so many donations. But isn't that what politics is about, Andrea? Isn't that what politics was founded on, the old boy the old girl network, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I mean, isn't that what it was founded on? What is your understanding of what politics is in America?
It is, but that doesn't make it right. All that money that Andre is raising, I really think is unnecessary. I really like to see what's going to be done with it besides buying signs and buying votes and having lavish dinners, not for the residents of the city, but for the developers. Like, that leads to pay to play, which means these people are not giving him this money and don't think that they're not going to want anything in return. They're going to. Let's see if he would be strong enough, and I don't think he is, to say no.
Well, you see, but this is what it's about, though. I mean, and this happens from the presidency on down to the town committee person. This is how it works. And, you know, people say, oh, well, because he's got the back of Congressman Pascrell and a whole bunch of other people who are backing some county council and all that, I can say, and he's getting all these endorsements. Isn't what politics is about? Because, you know, but what cracks me up is I see people who are running for mayor and more often than not, people who are running for council who will tell you they have a laundry list of things they're going to do, but they don't tell you that they can't do it without somebody from the United States Senate to the Congress. Many of those people, once they get in office, they find out that they got to scratch each other's back. You got to give me what I want before I vote for my bill, before I vote for your bill. And that's what happens to people once they get into office. So what do you say to that? I mean, how can you – you've made some statements here on a radio program tonight. Now, do you think that you can do it without the support of the council?
Absolutely not. Not without the support of the council. And whoever gets in that position has to be able to have a relationship with the council. I was the liaison between the mayor's office and the BA's office for the council for many, many years. So I have a relationship with most of them. I also helped most of them get into office through helping them with their campaign and directing them. You have to have that relationship, not with just the council, but you have to have a relationship with your community as well as the employees. Like, the employees of the city of Patterson are the backbone of the city. They just do not get their credit. And I'm telling you, it's not these administrators. Because remember, every 4 years, a new administration comes in. Who do you think are showing them the ins and the outs of this city? It's not the administrators coming in the door knowing what they're doing unless they've been here before. My thing is that all of them that are running have no experience in running the departments and the divisions in the city. They've never done it. You have council people that think that they have administrative power, and you have the mayor that don't know what the difference is between legislation and administration. It's ridiculous.
Because let me ask you this, because we got about, I kept you here. I wanted to give you a proper amount of time to say it. I don't think 20 minutes would have been enough. So I kind of deferred the rest of the show, and I'll do it in, I'll do Facebook Lives, or I'll do, some live comments on some of the stuff that's going on today, like Starbucks and so on. Okay, crime. What's your answer?
It all starts at the top, Ron, like I said. And if your administration is right, the city is not going to be clean. The crime is not going to stop. It's important that we do this community policing, that we get these officers back out here on the bikes in the community. And they need to be assigned to beat instead of constantly riding in those cars. We have to return them. They have to get to know the residents of this city so they'll be comfortable. You have to remember that police officers only have to live here for the first year. They can live anywhere they want. So technically, they're not residents of the city.
But I don't know if them living here makes them care anymore, but I concede your point. So community policing is your answer to the crime wave that's currently gripping the city of Patterson. Okay, now what about public service, the cleanliness of the town, how somebody put a video on Facebook, and there was a big cloud of dust following the sweeper. And so what do you say to the people of Patterson? This is your opportunity to speak to the people of Patterson, because there's a lot of them listening to this program and people all across America who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so your first police, you said community policing would help to solve the crime wave. Now, what
about public works?
And these officers
have to get into the community. They have to get into community. They have to get out those cars.
What about public works now? The cleanliness of the city, because the Patterson is filthy. So what do we do? I know we need to campaign to folks to not throw the garbage on the ground, because the garbage doesn't find its way to the ground. People throw it around. And I'm doing all the time, dropping cups out of their car, leaving someplace to they leave the garbage there, people toss stuff out the windows. So what would you do to debate the litter problem in this class?
Ron, we have ordinances on the books for littering. We have ordinances on the books for loitering. We have ordinance on the book for panhandling. They have to be enforced. But also, our Department of Public Works is the lowest paid department in the entire city. I played an intricate part of the CAMAN program as well as the Second Chance program, where if you had a criminal record that you were able to get a job with the Department of Public Works. That department just needs to be reorganized and need to be revised and assigned, and DPW workers need to be designated to areas for regular cleaning. We need to reinstate that CAMAN program. That was very, very, very good for the city. And we need to assign designated days for the Division of Park Workers to clean up and keep all of the parks clean. We need to revise and enforce our snow removal program. It's the worst in the state.
So you
have a group of men who are assigned to the first ward. This is your ward. If it's not right, we're coming after you. And that's the supervisors and the workers as well. Just as the Department of Community Improvement, we have to make the division directors and the inspectors held responsible. When you see a house that's overgrown, you must issue that warning. And you need to follow up within this, I think it's 7 or 10 day period that they have to go back and check again. And if it's not clean, they need to be fined. We need to enforce the laws that are on the books.
All right. So I don't know if you know, people's not, I don't know that's your idea, and I agree with you on that. So community policing. Now, what about finances? How do we stop the taxes from going up every 30 days in the city of Patterson?
We need ratables. We need people living in these abandoned houses. We need some economic development in this city. Patterson used to be the place that everyone used to come, Fairlawn, Ridgewood, Clifton, to shop and to do business. We had the top-notch stores. We had Meyer Brothers. We had Sten Shavers. We had all the big-box stores. They were here. There is nothing here for anyone to come to anymore.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Center City Mall. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say there's about 7 minutes left of the program, so I'm going to give you like 2 minutes just to state your case of, you know, I know 2 minutes is not a long time, but just state your case to the folks at the city of Patterson and people all across the state of New Jersey who listen regularly to the Ron Kelly Show. So, you know, just state your case to the people right now as if this was like May 4th. State your case to the folks in Patterson.
My city residents. My name is Andrea Wheeler Kenyon, and I am your write-in candidate for the City of Patterson mayoral position. I have been a long-time resident of the city, born here, raised here, schooled here. I worked for the city for over 20 years. I have your best interest at heart, everyone's best interest at heart. Recreation, there isn't any in this city. We need it. I've been soliciting funding from local businesses and corporations for after-school programs for middle school and evening programs for the high school students. Our children need something to do. We need to hire a grant writer strictly for recreation. There is so much money out there that we need to get it in here. We need joint ventures with our nonprofit programs in the areas of arts and the technology. It has to be. We have to have an administration and workers in the city and enforce our residency ordinance, where in order for you to work here, you have to live here. And I don't mean on the part-time basis, live here Monday through Friday and live someplace else on Saturday and Sunday. You need to be a full-time person here. We have 9 department directors in our city, and out of the 9, only 1 of them lives here. Unacceptable. I plan on making every department, every division head, every employee accountable, police officers, firemen. We work for you. You must hold us accountable. There will be, on my term as mayor for the city of Patterson, a watch group from every department of 4 people. Every department. They will be at your beck and call. You, in turn, will then have a person assigned from your ward in your district to carry all the complaints. And there will be a 24-hour hotline that will be monitored and be manned by a live person. I don't know where all these people think that we're going to be getting all this money from. We have no money. None. We need to generate money in the city. We need to bring jobs to this city. We need to have home ownership in the city. You need me. I am the most experienced out of all of the candidates. I'm not saying that they're not, but sometimes they're better doing what they do, if you want to say that. I've been getting complaints, why should they run for mayor and they haven't done anything in council? I agree with some of that, but there are some of them, their hearts are good, but their pockets were empty. So I'm asking you, I'm begging you, please, write in my name on your absentee ballots. Write in my name when you walk into that voting booth for mayor for the city of Patterson. I'm here for you. I hear you. And I will always be here for you. Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Kelly, for allowing me to explore my platform on your show.
Well, it was my pleasure, Andrea. Everybody, this is Andrea Wheeler-Kinnion, who is a write-in candidate for the mayoralty of the great city of Patterson. So thank everybody for joining us this evening. Thank you for those who supported me in my TV debut on the Morning Stretch with Tony Herbert this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Thank you for the ones who do. You know what? And thank you for the people who did. You revealed yourself and now who you are. So as long as I have Jesus Christ, Savior Jesus Christ in my corner, there's nothing that I can't accomplish. So you know, I thank you for those who support me. Dr. Susanna Flores, this is her book. Dr. Susanna Flores, this is her book. A lot of y'all should read this book. It's a very good read. And I mentioned as a Facebook or a Facebook person. But thank you to Tony Herbert. And also thank you to the Outreach Coordinator, the New Jersey Outreach Coordinator, Outreach Without Borders, which is a group that is trying to talk about gun violence. I'm honored in that position, and I will do my very best to make everybody proud. So thank you, everybody, for joining me on the Ron Kelly Show. Hello, Tasha Harris, Elaine Haskew Harris. I guess that's the daughter and mother daughter. Tasha Harris and Elaine Haskew Harris, I believe.
No, Aisha is my daughter.
Oh, Aisha Harris is your daughter. Oh, okay. Right. Oh, there's no relation, Elaine Harris asked you?
That's her godmother.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right, everybody. So thank you for joining me this afternoon.